The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Welcome to On Topic, where we talk about the programs, the issues, the events, and people shaping the federal judiciary. I'm Bridget Lyles with the U.S. Courts. This year marks the 30th anniversary of New Jersey versus TLO, a landmark Supreme Court case on students' Fourth Amendment rights. Today we're talking to senior U.S. District Court Judge Joseph Rodriguez. In 1985, he was the public defender for a young teenager known as TLO. Judge Rodriguez, welcome to On Topic. Let's begin with the story of TLO.
Well, to start from the beginning, TLO was a young 14-year-old high school girl that our office was representing because she was charged with what we believe to be a serious offense in the possession of marijuana.
Okay, and the possession of marijuana was discovered when a teacher caught the student, TLO, and a classmate smoking on campus, which ultimately led to a search of TLO's purse by a school administrator. And that's when she claimed her Fourth Amendment protections from unreasonable searches and seizures were violated. Judge Rodriguez, what was the legal argument?
The question that came before us was twofold. Number one, whether the Fourth Amendment applied to school officials who were not law enforcement personnel. Number two, did the school official have the right to search, acting as what we called it at that time, a super parent, a surrogate of the parent?
Now, the initial search of TLO's purse revealed a pack of cigarettes. As the search continued, drugs were discovered and a list labeled "People Who Owe Me Money" was found. Why was that a problem?
You couldn't question the fact that they had a right to look for the cigarettes because they had reasonable suspicion. But did that suspicion end after they found the cigarettes and then the extensive search? They were intruding upon the Fourth Amendment rights of TLO. That was the essential question that had to be determined.
After hearings in New Jersey's lower state courts, TLO ended up before the Supreme Court of New Jersey. The court ruled that the search was inappropriate and suppressed the evidence of the marijuana. Now, how did this affect the case?
Of course, without the utilization of the marijuana in court, there would be no evidence of the crime, and she would then be found to be not guilty of the offense. So the Fourth Amendment became the battleground. We, and the case eventually went up to the Supreme Court of the United States. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled after two arguments and decided with a majority of a 6-3 opinion in favor of the search.
Judge Rodriguez, why is this considered a landmark case?
One of the important things is that we came away knowing that a 14-year-old in school does have privacy rights. They don't leave their rights at the door when they enter the school. It then alleviate that stricture by saying, unless there's reasonable suspicion. So in each case, you have to analyze the facts to see how deeply you can go into the facts to determine the reasonableness of the search.
Judge Rodriguez, we thank you for talking with us about New Jersey versus TLO, a great Fourth Amendment case on student rights and a great chance for young people to know their rights. For more information on this landmark case, visit the educational resources page on uscourts.gov. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bridget Lyles with the U.S. Courts, and that's On Topic. Join us next time.